You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Into an energy corner. You know, the churches never saw it coming. Go ahead, ask me what that has to do with energy.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, hopefully they're going to be your views as well, because it's Open Line Wednesday, and give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY, that's 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295 if you have a question or comment, something that you would like to talk about. But I thought maybe I'd just bring you up to date a little bit on Lindsay Williams. He's a frequent guest here on our program, and people often ask why I haven't had him on for some time, and it's simply Lindsay hasn't been doing any programs because he's been quite ill. And we're going to be doing a program with him on Monday. He's down at a clinic in Mexico getting treatment. But, of course, I thought I'd tell you a little bit about what he told me. He called me the other day to give me the telephone number. Oh, we're going to be doing a program with him, I think, on Monday afternoon. But I'd specifically asked Lindsay, I said, what do you hear from your friends about a war with Syria? Now, in other words, either Israel or the United States going to war with Syria. And there was no hesitation at all. He said that war, it's only a matter of time. And, of course, the reason for this is, theoretically, at least that's the excuse that's going to be given, is that the Syrians have chemical weapons. They cannot allow them to fall into the hands of the terrorists. And so, of course, either we or Israel are going to attack Syria in the very near future. Now, this could very well be viewed by Iran as a prelude to war with Iran. Whether it will be or not, I don't know. But I do really feel that we're going to have a war with Syria. We're already financing the rebels there. The government's lying to you. We're financing Al-Qaeda. Well, they don't want you to know that we're fighting Al-Qaeda up in Afghanistan, all 50 members of Al-Qaeda. We have almost 500,000 troops there fighting 50 members of Al-Qaeda. There are a lot more members of Al-Qaeda in Syria who we are also funding. So we're fighting Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan. We're funding Al-Qaeda in Syria. Nothing as it appears to be. We live in a world gone mad. And there are only a few of us sane, and everybody thinks that we're crazy. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. See what you'd like to talk about. It's Open Line Wednesday, and we'll talk about anything you'd like to talk about. If you'd like to talk about health, if you'd like to talk about treatment for schizophrenia or depressions, we had the most amazing interview on Monday evening. I've done it a long time, and if you didn't hear my interview with Dr. Bill Walsh, you'll certainly want to get that, and we'll be having him on again here. Because when you realize, of course, that many of these psychiatric problems are treatable metabolically and treatable with diet, I think that it will change your entire perspective of what's going on. And the fact that this information is being carefully suppressed, and my impression, at least in large part, fabulous sums of money. We're talking about countless billions of dollars to the pharmaceutical industry. And just as they're suppressing effective treatments for cancer, they're suppressing effective treatments for psychiatric disease. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's Open Line Wednesday. Give us a call. We'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about right here at Radio Liberty.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town. There's a cancer called crime in our cities, and an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad. Some city schoolyards, when bullets and birth control outnumber books, something's wrong. There's a hunger for good news and heroes, but good news is no news, so all of the heroes are gone. We must take America back, put an end to the gangs and the drugs and the streets, and the fact that the bad guys most always go free. That is wrong. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, and take all our money and send it abroad.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. It's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And give us a call. But right now, of course, we've got Herman on the line calling, and Herman's calling from Carmel. But if you're out there across America, it's Open Line Wednesday, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. And hi, Herman. How are we doing?
Very good. I believe tomorrow night you're having Cheryl Hancock on live from Israel.
I'm having her on, let's see, yes, tomorrow evening she'll be on live from Israel at the 9 o'clock slot. And we have her on the first Thursday of every month.
Well, I always find what she has to say fascinating because she's on site there and she's kind of a reporter for Radio Liberty.
She is, and of course, whether or not she'll know about this coming war with Syria, but she knows what the Israeli people think. And apparently, there is a lot of concern over in Israel about the very real possibility of a chemical weapons attack. In fact, there is some talk that Hezbollah actually has some chemical weapons. They have somewhere between 50 and 100,000 intermediate range missiles, short range, intermediate range missiles. These are sophisticated missiles. I mean, there is no way, logically, that Israel could survive a massive missile attack from Hezbollah, certainly on our northern border there in Lebanon. I think we're entering very difficult, very dangerous times for Israel, but I think they're going to be difficult and dangerous times for America, because I believe, of course, that God is going to bring his vengeance upon this country, and this would be an excellent opportunity to do it. But what are your thoughts, Herman?
Well, John McTernan, on his website, Defend and Proclaim, he has continuous updates, but he's the one that wrote the book, As America Has Done to Israel. And very strangely, every time America does something.
Herman, you're fading out there. I guess your cell phone's gone. Herman, I'm afraid your cell phone's gone. Well, I think we're going to have to, our telephone number, we're going to have to, Herman, I can't hear you. Your cell phone's gone. Telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And it's interesting that Herman would mention John McTernan. John is one of my favorite guests. We haven't had him on for a long time. And actually, I have him on coming on here in the next 2 weeks. He'll be on all of our networks. We want you to bring up to date with what his thoughts are. And he feels we're moving into a very, very difficult time as well. And of course, his whole ministry, he's actually I think he was a police officer. He was certainly in law enforcement of some sort. He's retired. And he's just trying to act as a warning to the American people that if this country does repent and return to God, that God is going to bring his judgment on America. And I really believe that is true. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Now, I should mention the reason that Lindsay Williams is in a clinic in Mexico is he's been ill for about almost 2 months. And he went from doctor to doctor. Nobody could tell him what was wrong with him. And Mr. X, who is a gentleman I've talked to in the past, had told Lindsay that he should go down to this clinic. Mr. X had had an incurable cancer 20 years ago, was sent home to die. And instead, he had gone to this clinic and been treated, and he's still quite healthy. And so he told Lindsay to go down there. Lindsay's down there at the present time. And at least so far, all we know is that there's nothing. All the lab tests are negative, but the doctor in charge had told Lindsay that he had a virus of some sort. They're sending the virus out to be grown and identified, but the doctor had said that there is a new virus that's sweeping across America. And according to Lindsay, there are all sorts of people at this clinic down in Mexico who've been to the same routine he has, gone from doctor to doctor. They can't find out what's wrong with them. Well, of course, I was able to identify it's an intestinal virus. I looked up on the internet, and sure enough, there is a new intestinal virus sweeping across America. It's been reported here just the middle of February. It's quite new. And is this simply an aberration? Well, it's attributed very, very close to the SARS virus. But everything that I could determine looking at the SARS virus was that this was a genetically created virus. The SARS basically had five different viral components, and I don't remember them all, but I remember initially two of them were American and two of them were Asian, and there was another from another country in the world. And you don't get all of these various components to a virus spontaneously, but we do spend a tremendous amount of money engineering new diseases. We have a dark element within our society that creates new and terrible and deadly diseases. And people don't like to think about that. But of course, where did the AIDS virus come from? Well, basically, they don't know where it came from. It just came. Well, basically, I didn't initially want to believe this was a created virus. And yet, of course, the information eventually did come out. One of the men who'd worked on the program, who is in the terminal stages of disease, was dying of pancreatic cancer, and he knew that they would kill him if he went forward with the information, but he was going to die anyway. So he went to Dr. Gary Glum. And Dr. Gary Glum wrote a book, it's called Full Disclosure, that goes into how they created the AIDS virus based upon what he was told by a man who worked on the project. And, of course, the man is long since dead. The book had one printing, very difficult to get today. The government went after Gary Glum with as strenuously as they could, and he had many, many financial problems because he had actually published a book that talked about how they'd created a new and terrible disease that has actually, well, they claim it's killed 30 to more, 40 million people throughout the world. I would suggest it's probably several hundred million. We do know, of course, I've talked to doctors from Africa many years ago when I was working on this on a regular basis. And they told me that in several of the countries over there, they couldn't build coffins fast enough. They were just actually putting people into bags and burying them in the ground. They were dying so rapidly. We do know that the last statistics, and they were probably 6 or 8 years ago out of Botswana, where, of course, 46% of the pregnant women were infected, and they were all going to die. Here in America, they tell us we've only lost about 600,000 people, 650,000, predominantly black, of course, because this disease is genetically modified to affect the blacks. And you can go up on the CDC statistics and look, and you'll notice that about 40% of all the people who died of HIV and certainly in the United States or died of AIDS have been black. You've got to be pretty horrible to do things like that. And in South Africa, in Botswana, I should say, in Rhodesia, in Zambia, Zambezi, why, of course, there you're talking 25 to 30% of the adult population of Africa is infected, and they're all going to die. But you see, there are already people who want to create new diseases, and I fear that down the line we're going to have terrible new diseases. We have a new disease called Lyme disease. It came out about 1980. Where did it come from? Well, there was a biological warfare, laboratory at a place called Plum Island, which is just across the inlet from Lyme, Connecticut, where the first cases of Lyme disease came out. And about 1980, the disease has spread all across America and, of course, from here all across the world. This is an entirely new type of disease never seen before. Certainly Ebola, which came out about the same time as AIDS did, and, of course, in the communities where it was spread, it was horribly deadly. It had a 60 or 70% mortality rate. Certainly, they haven't been disseminating that. We know how they originally put the AIDS virus out. They put it in the hepatitis B vaccine that was given primarily in America to homosexuals, and in Africa, only in certain parts of Africa, and it is only in those areas where, of course, they have a level of AIDS today. In the other parts of Africa where they did not give that hepatitis B, experimental hepatitis B vaccine, there is very little AIDS. So difficult to believe anything could be that evil, and yet, of course, when you understand we're up against, it's not hard to believe at all. How many other new diseases have they created? I don't know. Legionnaires' disease appears to be a new disease, doesn't have a high mortality rate. Oh, but of course, it's very, very miserable for the people who get it. But we do know that recently the United States spent millions of dollars to convert avian flu. And the avian flu is a very deadly bird disease, and it kills millions of birds. It just gets into the flocks and just decimates them. And, of course, it was lethal to human beings, but it was very difficult for humans to contract the disease. And so what did our government do? They put out millions of dollars to convert this lethal bird disease into a disease which spread readily among human beings. And they were able actually to convert it into a disease that would spread among human beings. And then they debated, and the debate was not, why would they do that? But should we publish the article, or should we suppress scientific information? We don't have a right to suppress scientific information. I mean, do you believe in censorship? And so the question, the debate was, should we or should we not publish the article on how you could make this deadly avian flu virus readily communicable among human beings? No, nobody ever asked, why would you put out the money for that purpose? And of course, you understand the population control agenda. that I think will be implemented before too long. Why, you can begin to understand it if you haven't read the Population Control Agenda. Go up on the internet and simply type that in. Well, my telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. It's Open Line Wednesday. And Open Lines programs don't work if you don't call in, so give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. But if you haven't read the Population Control Agenda, just go up on the internet and type it in, Population Control Agenda, and you'll understand.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us swear allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful.
Makes you think of Blake, doesn't it? Makes you think of a lot of things. We're going to be in this yet, Mom. Threw that song out of Yip Yip Yap Bang 22 years ago. Sounds better now.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty. It's Open Line Wednesday. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and We'll talk about whatever you would like to talk about. If you'd like to talk about population control, that certainly is one of my favorite subjects, because most people really don't understand. In fact, there was an article this last week in the paper, and they were saying, why, you know, women are beginning to die at a younger age, and none of the experts have any idea why this is happening, but the longevity of women is falling here in the United States, and not falling necessarily in other countries, but all of the experts don't know. Well, of course, I could tell them very easily, you know, it's because we're poisoning the women. Basically, of course, every tin can in the United States that you buy at the store is lined with something called bisphenol, B-I-S-P-H-E-N-O-L. It releases estrogens, and of course, it stimulates the estrogens in women's, and they, of course, increase the incidence of breast carcinoma. I mean, remember carcinoma. 100 years ago, one person in 80 got it. Today, about one person in every, one in two men get cancer, and one of three women get cancer. And of course, so many of them get cancer of the breast, and they die of cancer of the breast or of other diseases. And bisphenol is one of the causes of that. Of course, there are other things that, certainly the fluoride in the water is carcinogenic. The aspartame that they put in the food is carcinogenic. The aluminum that they're spraying from the planes is carcinogenic. The mercury that they put in fillings is carcinogenic. The mercury that they put into vaccines is carcinogenic. And so many people, when they go to the doctor and the doctor says, oh, you've got flu. Oh, boy, the flu season's coming. You've got to take your flu shot. And those flu shots all have mercury in them. In fact, that's one of the most, well, almost macabre in its background. Back about 2002, 2003, there was a great deal of talk about the danger of vaccines. And the people who manufacture the vaccines in America said, well, there are a lot of people who are concerned about the vaccines and the fact that they contain mercury in them. So we're simply going to remove the mercury from childhood vaccines. And they did that. They removed the mercury over a period of 2 or 3 years. They removed the mercury from childhood vaccines, but they immediately mandated, at the same time, they mandated that flu shots be mandated for all children. Well, basically, of course, they would have to get these at least once a year and sometimes a couple of times a year. And all of the flu shots contain mercury in them. So why would you remove certainly mercury from the childhood vaccines and then mandate that children be given vaccines that contain mercury? Well, very simply, it's a play on words. The average individual could not believe that they would intentionally be poisoning our children, but that's what it's all about. Why would they take discontinue the mercury in childhood vaccines and then mandate that children be given a vaccine, not a childhood vaccine, but a regular vaccine that contained mercury, and they're poisoning our children, and few people care. They're poisoning the water, and they're poisoning the air, and they're poisoning our children, and few people care. Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and right now we have Dee calling from Post Falls, Idaho. Hi, Dee. How are we doing?
Well, pretty good, Pastor Dr. Stan. We're living in the greatest country on God's green earth the time being, but we're really about to lose our health freedom here in Idaho, and we're trying to fight the good fight to stop Obamacare implementation, the Obamacare exchanges here in Idaho.
Well, I'm glad that you are, and basically, of course, we live in what was once the greatest country in the world. Now, of course, we are promoting war and desolation and disease throughout the world. We've been taken over by evil people who are using the financial and military power of the United States to enslave and destroy the rest of the world. But I'm so glad you're on the front lines of this battle. So what's happening up in Idaho as far as trying to fight off the health exchanges in that state? My understanding is the governor wants to go right along with that.
He does. However, I need to start by saying that I owe the governor an apology, that my information last week was obsolete, and I think it's very important that when one makes an error, to correct one's error. And a week ago that I stated that he was unwilling to meet with Dr. Lowell Fenech, and apparently he was initially. This Dr. Fenech is probably our most accomplished medical practitioner and most up to speed on this subject here in North Idaho. And subsequently, he has met with him on more than one occasion. So I would certainly credit Butch Otter for having given Dr. Fenech an audience. On the other hand, he's still adamant, the governor that is, that he implements this Obamacare exchange, which is going to cost a ton of money, and I'll tell you more about that later.
Well, I think people have to understand what this is going to do. Basically, they intend to destroy this country with debt and with overspending. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. We have Dee from Post Falls, Idaho, who's talking about the effort to put in the health exchange up there in Idaho. It is part and parcel of Obamacare. Now, you must understand, the real purpose of this Obamacare is to bankrupt America. Cloward and Piven, two communists writing in the 1960s in the Nation magazine, said, look, we can never destroy America by military force, but what we can do is destroy America by simply spending it into oblivion. And what we will do is simply spend and spend and spend. And of course, there'll be more and more and more debt. And eventually, they have to pay interest on all of that debt. And eventually, the whole system collapses. And then we can take over out of the chaos. And that is what they've been doing ever since then. And believe me, of course, this is not simply Obama, George W. Bush before him was doing exactly the same thing. They know exactly what they're doing. They just want the American people to understand until it's far too late. So go right ahead, Dee. Why don't you tell us what's going on up there and what people there in Idaho can do to try to stop this health exchange? Because certainly in the states where they do not have the health exchange, the states are not going to put up this massive amount of money. And the federal government, of course, is not going to have the money, especially if the Republicans would hold strong and just insist on spending cuts, basically. They were supposed to have spending cuts and tax increases. Well, the Republicans gave certainly tax increases of $600 billion. They only asked for $85 billion of tax cuts, and now they're trying to get the $85 billion of tax cuts. Everybody's saying, well, the sky is going to fall. Everything's going to be terrible. Ladies and gentlemen, we've got to have massive tax cuts because there's no way we can afford all of the money we're spending today. And they intend to destroy America through debt. Go right ahead, Dee.
Yes, Dr. Stan. Well, let me start with, you had a caller subsequent to me last week, and he couldn't remember the name of the website of Wayne Hoffman, and it's Idaho Freedom, the Idaho Freedom Foundation, and their website is idahofreedom.net, and that is a fabulous resource. The chief thing being that the legislature, I don't know if they're being cheap or if they just want to cover their tracks, but they erased their video archive after 5 days, and the Idaho Freedom Foundation is keeping an unlimited video archive, and you can see every transaction that they do. One of the things that's interesting about Idaho is we are a transparency state, and there's been all this legislation which says that they have to do this stuff in the open air, so everything that they do in the legislature is videotaped, and those videotapes are available at idahofreedom.net, and there's a petition you can sign on there that says that you don't want an Obamacare-style exchange. And also, there's a number in Boise. Let me repeat that number. It's 208-332-1000. That's 208-332-1000. And the other interesting thing, I did meet briefly with Dr. Fenwick, very busy fellow. And just to give you an idea of his significance, he's practiced in South Africa. He's practiced in the United Kingdom. So he's seen what socialized medicine looks like. And he's an OB-gynecologist, just like Ron Paul. And in Spokane at the Sacred Heart Med Center, they would deliver 1,700 babies per year. And in Red China, they're building a facility based on Fenwick's principles. He's got a system called family-centered birthing, where the woman is surrounded by specialists, and they come to her rather than her being on an assembly line, like in a motor vehicle company plant. But in Red China, they deliver 22,000 babies in a similar hospital facility, and he was invited over there to Red China to see with their facility, and it's very up-to-date and very modern. Anyway, Dr. Fenwick has gone over this with a fine-tooth comb, and he says that by 2020, it's going to cost the Idaho taxpayer $6,000 million. That's $6 billion. And the bait, so to speak, is the $20 million that the Obama administration is saying, well, just this year, 2013, we're going to give you $20 million. Well, that's 300 to 1. And our taxpayers are going to be on the hook 300 to 1 for what Obama is trying to do to us.
Well, of course, basically, he will bankrupt your state. But that is exactly what he wants to do.
Classic
collectivism. But remember, Obama is simply a front. He is a front for the Trilateral Commission that put him into power, and that's what nobody wants. They want to point at Obama, and he's a very evil and wicked individual. But he certainly is carrying out the programs that are assigned to him because, of course, these programs really began under George Bush. Now, George Bush increased the national debt almost well over $5 trillion in 4 years. Obama did that in 4 years. So George Bush increased the debt almost $5 trillion in 8 years. Obama has done that in 4 years. So we're in real trouble, and it's only going to get worse from here on out. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. You have a question or comment. Well, what sort of response are you getting up there, Dee? Are people so busy having a good time that they just can't understand that you cannot keep spending money you don't have? You cannot provide for people from the cradle to the grave? Because if you do, of course, why? Because you have socialism. Socialism doesn't work. And eventually the whole system collapses.
Okay, yeah, you ask what's going on. There certainly is plenty of that. There's certainly plenty of apathy, but there's also a low simmer, I would say, coming to a boiling point. And this is wildly unpopular. People do not want this in this state. What's interesting is, that you take a small number and multiply it by a big number. You have a very small number of very powerful, influential insurance companies, and they bought off certain legislators, and I think they have the ear of the governor. And they're running a lot of big-time ads congratulating the Senate. The Senate passed it last week for what they did in Boise, where their treachery in Boise is essentially what it is. But when the people when the man on the street hears this, they're up in arms. They don't like it. And there's a Michael Cannon from the Cato Institute, and he's gone over the Federal Patient Protection Affordable Care Act. But the only thing truthful in that wording is act. It's neither an affordable nor is it care. And in his opinion, the feds have very little sovereignty. They can do very little to us unless we opt in, unless we enact and set up our own exchange. So we're cutting our own throat if we enact this piece of legislation.
All right. Well, now, what about you say the Senate has passed it. What about the House? Do you have
it's in the legislature this week, and I've been following it online. There's a PDF that's available at that website that I mentioned before. That's idahofreedom.net. Anybody can download a PDF web, exact text of the bill that's under consideration. And the strategy that a lot of our patriots are trying to use is to poison it, to amend it into oblivion to the point where it's unacceptable to governor. And interestingly enough, Dr. Fennick, at one of his meetings with the governor, reported that governor's aides were very uncomfortable. They didn't like the fact that somebody that was armed with some real ammo and real intellectual horsepower in a medical sense, somebody that had worked in the trenches, was advising the governor. And the governor apparently was somewhat impressed with his presentation, but he kept insisting. He says, but isn't this the federal law? No, we don't have to obey that federal law to the extent that we don't have to enact the exchange. Now, a federal exchange will be imposed, but that exchange is certainly the collapse of its own weight.
Well, of course, the federal government then would have to fund it. Is that it?
Yeah, they would. And
would your state have to put any money into it?
Or the federal huge amount of money.
If you do not adopt the health exchange at the state, and the federal government adopts one and puts one into your state, does the federal government have to fund it? Or would you still have to fund it?
Not through state taxation. Of course, Idaho citizens pay federal taxes.
Well, I realize but the thing is, of course, that this will bankrupt your state. If the money's coming to the federal government, pretty soon the federal government's going to go bankrupt, and they're not going to be able to fund this. But do you want your state to go bankrupt along with them? Or hopefully your state will be able to maintain some semblance of fiscal sovereignty, semblance of physical integrity, because, of course, basically what we're going to see is more and more of the states having difficulties, unable to pay the pensions they're committed to, unable to pay the salaries, having to cut back on employees, having to cut back on prisons and police and all the essential functions. You're certainly not being able to repair the roads. This is what happens when you run out of money, and this is exactly what Cloward and Piven talked about. And if you haven't read the book, the article, it's up on the internet, Cloward and Piven, 1960, Communists Say We Want to Spend America to Oblivion. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Dee, I certainly appreciate everything you're doing, and I do hope, of course, that you can get people up there behind you. Is there an organized movement other than you and a few people that are really on the front lines, or everybody sitting back, as so often happens, waiting for somebody else to pick up the ball?
Well, I would say that the best organized movement is idahofreedom.net. And as I said, that they're doing yeoman service as far as making the people aware, the people that do care. The people, once they get to know about this thing, they don't like it at all. And I learned a new word, or I should say I was refreshed with a new word that I had also read in the Federalist Papers. It's called blandishment. And this is a blandishment. This is a distractive nuisance. This is bait. And we shouldn't take the $20 million in bait when we're going to be on the hook for $6,000 million in the year 2020, in the year of our Lord. That's only 7 years away. The average Idaho health budget for a family of four will increase from $10,000 to $20,000 annually. And that's the entire implication. And God bless you, Dr. Stan, and go Zags.
God bless. Thanks very much, Dee. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, but there are really so many issues out there. Is there something you would like to talk about? Because it's open lines, and we'll talk about whatever you'd like to talk about. But I certainly was talking a little bit about the fact that the longevity of women is falling, and the people say, oh, shucks, we have no idea how that's happening, and they're simply not being objective. It's like, why do we have so much cancer today, so much more cancer than they have in other underdeveloped countries, so much more than we had 80 to 100 years ago? And, of course, it's very simply. What they're doing everything they can to promote cancer. The aspartame in our products, over 10,000 products, produces cancer. The bisphenol that lines our cans and is in plastic produces cancer. The hair coloring that so many women use, or so many of the odors, the chemical odors that we have, and you can buy them, you know, at the local stores, they produce cancer. Certainly, we now, many of our cows are treated with recombinant bovine growth hormone. Bovine growth hormone, and it's to stimulate milk. But of course, there seems to be an increase in the incidence of cancer in people who drink a great deal of this milk. Certainly, eating soy now in the Orient, they eat soy, but it's fermented soy. They don't have soy milk, and large amounts of soy. And yet, of course, large amounts of soy tend to create cancer, and of course, genetically modified foods. And they produce infertility and cancer. They know what they're doing. And they're genetically modifying almost all the corn, and all the soy, and all the canola, and all of the cottonseed oil. And they're bringing on all sorts of new genetic products. And where are the studies that show they're safe? Well, they've been done by Monsanto. And Monsanto, of course, is working along with Bill Gates and a couple of other people who believe in population control, have actually gotten an island. They control this island about 600 to 800 miles from the North Pole. We're under guard in deep caverns where there's permafrost and actually never thaw out. They're storing hybrid seeds. Good seeds, so they can grow good corn and good soy and good canola and good cotton and the other products when they start in all over again. These people have a different outlook, ladies and gentlemen. They know exactly what they're doing. And the fact that you're not hearing about this on so many other ways simply reflects the degree of control that exists of what the American people think. They're spraying, and if you haven't got our material on geoengineering, you need to get it. They're spraying aluminum. Aluminum predisposes you to cancer. They're putting the mercury in your dental fillings and in your vaccines and predisposing you to cancer. They're fluoridating your water and predisposing you to cancer. And let's go to John calling from Spokane. Hi, John. How are we doing?
Oh, we're doing good. I've got a comment. I don't know if other listeners have similar thoughts. I listen to your program, Joyce Riley, Alex Jones, and Coast to Coast occasionally. And, you know, you hear all the stuff these guys are doing, and this is the accurate stuff. It's all the stuff that can be verified. It's not the spin version. But what happens is they're coming at us from so many different directions, and there's so much bad news. And then I know that, like, with you and Alex and Joyce and all that, you do offer solutions with either through your guests or products and all this kind of stuff. But somebody once told me that you can end up getting hit by in so many directions that you end up like a deer in a headlight and just stand there. And I'm not referring to you, but I'm talking to, like, if anybody's in the same shoes that I'm in sometimes, where you look at it and you go, do I go here and handle this problem? Do I go here and handle this problem? And there's a point where a person has to pick their battles. And in terms of picking their battles, I mean, some people are suited for one thing and some people are suited for something else. And I think that you, the most important frontline first step is, of course, just like if you're going to go hunting with Dick Cheney, well, don't go hunting with Dick Cheney. But Dick needs to first identify his target. And what you're doing, and Alex and Joyce and the other people out there that are doing the research and what have you, is helping us identify the target. And then there's all these different things. But then as we deploy ourselves, we have to assess our own gifts and interests, but then act. and choose something. And like you've said, and I've heard it elsewhere, when we hear about the international scene, that gets overwhelming because there's nothing we can do about it. I don't know that if other people like myself, after you've written your congresspeople a number of times and they just vote party lines or whatever they do, it seems that the voice of the people, they're not interested in at all. At least that's the way it came across for years with myself. And but I think a person just has to take a look and choose their battles, but then do choose one and then not necessarily go horizontal in terms of broad, but go depth. In other words, for example, if they want to tackle, I'm going to tackle this whole vaccine issue here in Spokane, and probably the vaccines, and then also what they're about to implement here, according to John Rappaport, when the new psychiatric thing, and I was listening to your program with Dr. Walsh, when this new psychiatric diagnostic manual is coming out in May, then because we have mental health parity with Obamacare and what have you, they're going after the kids. They're going to start screening them, and of course, if you blink your eyes, then that's a disorder. Anything you do is a disorder, so they're going to get these kids loaded up. And they're going to turn our kids into zombies between the vaccine and the bad food and no parents at home and what have you. And so it gets to be quite overwhelming, and I think that everybody just choose your battles.
Well, I think that's an excellent battle. If I can make a suggestion, my talk on the specter haunting America, we're going to change it to vaccines, the specter haunting America, but you need to be able to address all of the issues. And of course, this is one of the best overviews. Hold just a moment.
Okay.
Go right ahead. But basically, I think it's an important issue. Understand it from the very beginning. There are a lot of people who are fighting the vaccine battle who say, well, all vaccines are bad. You should never take a vaccine. Well, actually, then people are going to say, well, what about polio? We don't see polio epidemics anymore. Well, they would have gone away anyway. We don't know that. What about smallpox? I mean, we don't see smallpox anymore. And they have all the reasons why these things would have gone away by themselves. And the truth of the matter is, the vaccines have done a great deal of good. Unfortunately, they've done far more harm. So you have to know how to address each of those issues. If you have a point, a chance. Why? Because that is a very, very important overview, because it really will concede certain points, and then it gives you the counterpoints to use against it. I think the vaccine issue is so vitally important, because if you can convince parents that they're hurting their children, especially those who have autistic children, or children with ADD or ADHD, or asthma, or allergies, and autoimmune diseases, so many children have them, and these are all a direct result of vaccines. So, John, I congratulate you, and I hope that you have a successful time, and if we can provide anything for you or help you, just get in touch with us.
Well, you're doing a good job, and you're doing God's work, Dr. Stan, so thank you so much.
Well, God bless, and what you're doing is God's work as well.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye, and we'll be back here in just a moment, right here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, and basically I want to tell you we will be offering a case of our book, Brotherhood of Darkness, this week and next week, and after that the offer ends because we're going to go ahead and do the printing, and we have just about enough people to do that, and for those of you who ordered, why, be patient. And those of you who haven't ordered, if you're going to, order now, because they're not going to be able to available. A suggested gift of $149.95 will get you a case of the books, and we'll throw in a free 4-CD set or free DVD we produced to help you with cover the cost of shipping. But basically, of course, we have a whole flock of great new items. One of them, of course, is it's called Grow Healthy Food, and it's four of our interviews with Buck Keeley. We have a 4-CD set on anti-Semitism and the Holocaust. 4 of my interviews with Barry Shamish, going into this group within the Jewish faith that hates Jews. We have a 4-CD set on the danger of an EMP attack, and a 4-CD set on geoengineering. We've got a lot of great books. One of them is, of course, by Noah Hutchings, a good friend of ours. Is the Antichrist alive today? Noah is 90 years old and certainly done a great job on this book. And then, of course, we have the book, Is Fanatic Islam a Global Threat? We have the book, The EMP Attack. It's a report of the Congressional Commission in 2004 about the threat of an EMP attack. We have the book by our friend Arlene Kola, The Common Core Curriculum, how they transformed the whole educational curriculum, and they're doing this all across the country, so that the teacher will not be teaching. Everything will be coming in on the computers, and of course then they can have centralized control over the mind of your child. We have the book, As the Darkness Falls, going into the occult forces at work in the world today. We have the book, Agents of Control, going into the background of who's really running things behind the scene. And then the book, A Nation Forsaken. A Nation Forsaken, going into the danger of an EMP attack. They and so many other items are available at Radio Liberty. We do hope that you'll go to our website or get one of our catalogs and make use of this information. And certainly anything we have produced, while you have our permission to recopy it and get it out, because we're really selling ideas. And the only reason we sell products at all is to help raise funds so we keep Radio Liberty coming to you. Night after night, week after week, year after year. It's a big undertaking, but so far God's been good with us. If you'd like to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us, or subscribe to our newsletter, or simply buy our products, or whatever you can do, we'll appreciate it. And if you're not in a position to help financially, we would ask you to pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection, because the longer I live, the more convinced I am of this fact. And that is that we are involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And we're losing that battle because most people really don't understand the very essence of what's going on today. And certainly, I mean, how in the world can you explain the fact that the United States is giving $250 million to Egypt now? Egypt's under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood. Morsi, the new premier there, is a member of the Muslim Brotherhood. He's established a dictatorship, even worse than they had under Mubarak. And we're going to give him $250 million. Not only that, but 20 F-16 fighter planes, a whole flock of tanks and armaments. Why in heaven's name would we do that? Well, it's very, very simple, ladies and gentlemen. If you're going to have a war, you have to have an enemy, and we're creating the best enemy money could buy. Certainly, there's increasing unrest all throughout the Middle East, and we are fomenting it. It looks like it'll only be a matter of time before Syria falls, and I fear, of course, that the United States and or Israel are going to invade Syria to secure the chemical weapons there, chemical weapons which we provided to Saddam Hussein, and Saddam Hussein provided to President Assad of Syria. Doesn't make sense, but then so many things don't make sense today. There's increasing social unrest in Jordan, and there's increasing social unrest in Saudi Arabia, and both of those nations will probably fall before long as we move towards the great coming war with the Muslim world. Let us swear allegiance to a man. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king, but in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And this next hour, we're going to have with us one of our special guests, Deborah Tavares, who's really put out a tremendous amount of material going into the background of the dangers of smart meters and of cell phones and of this all of the happening today as we are being increasingly besieged and put under attack by a very specific type of wave. This is not a radio wave. It's a microwave. And it is hazardous to your health. It decreases fertility. It promotes cancer. Just one of the other many things today that is promoting cancer. And they know what they're doing. And they have threatened a number of people who've tried to get this information out. Well, certainly Deborah's on the front lines of this battle, and she and her hubby are doing a great job. Hi, Deborah. How are we doing?
Well, hello. Thank you so much, Dr. Stan, for having me on.
What's this about you having a fractured shoulder?
Well, I do. And I'm still eager to talk to the listening audience about some of the most recent things that are hot off the press.
Oh, now, are you on a regular telephone? Because
yes, I am.
Okay, go right ahead.
Yes, I wanted to let you know that on February the 21st, the Sebastopol City Council, this is a city in, about an hour north of the Golden Gate Bridge in Northern California, they passed a measure to halt smart meters immediately. It was an emergency meeting, and they ordered the police to hand out $500 citations directly to smart meter installers if they should deploy meters in Sebastopol.
In other words, basically what the Sebastopol City Council did was say, no more smart meters here. If you're going to put one in, why, we will give you a ticket for $500. And, of course, supposedly, then nobody's going to want to install those meters if they may get a ticket for $500. Of course, PG&E will be up in arms over that. But you have to understand, PG&E has been taken over by people who want to install these dangerous gadgets in your home, and you don't have to have it there. They give you all the arguments why, you know, it's so much more efficient, and we don't have to send somebody out to read it. Well, what they're doing is just putting people out of work by not having them go out there to read it, but they know this is hazardous to your health. They just don't want you to know that, and they reiterate over and over again that there's nothing to worry about, but if you make enough of a fuss, they'll back down, won't they?
Well, they won't. And I want to tell you what's hot off the press today in the newspaper here in the town of Sebastopol, who thought that they had a moment of a small victory. Unfortunately, they received a letter from the California Public Utility Commission, which quoted, "We are writing to inform you of our view that the city's ordinance constitutes the interference with the exclusive jurisdiction of the CPUC over the regulation of public utilities." The letter said it was sent last Friday when the city was closed, and it was directed response to the moratorium of the smart meter installation that Sebastopol City Council decided that they would enact. And it said the council responded by saying they've issued a suspension of the enforcement pending further decision.
What they really need to do is get a lawyer, but I would think that the city could override the PUC. I do not know.
No, they cannot.
Have they looked into it at all?
They cannot override the PUC, and I'll tell you why.
Okay, I'm going to tell you what. We're going to a break here. I'm going to ask if you wouldn't mind hanging up. I'm going to have them call you back, try to get
okay.
A butter. So basically, we're going to disconnect Deborah, and I'm going to ask Herman if he'll just go ahead and call Deborah back again, get a little bit better line, because the information she has is so vitally important, and we want to hear it. So just be patient. We'll be back in just a moment with Deborah Tavares talking about smart meters. And apparently, they're not going to let the city of Sebastopol block the implementation of the smart meter program, the lethal smart meter program.
While a storm cloud gathers far across the sea, grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn...
Well, Deborah, are you back there?
I am. I hope that this is better.
It sounds a lot better. You go right ahead. Well, basically, then, of course, I wonder... So PG&E got to the Public Utilities Commission, but I thought Public Utilities had said that you did not have to have a smart meter.
No, that was the Department of Energy said that the customers did not have to have a smart meter unless they wanted.
Oh, you're going to have to speak up.
The Department of Energy said that the public, the consumers, did not have to have a smart meter if they did not want one. This is a number of years ago. Although that has been completely gone by the wayside, we know that this is a military deployment. We know that the people, the agencies that are behind this, include and not limited to, as referred to in the IEEE documents, for example. They reveal who's orchestrating the global smart grid. And just to name a few, we're talking about IBM, the World Bank, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, the U.S. Department of Energy is behind it, Yahoo Inc. USA, the Gothenburg and Company, NASA, National Renewable Energy Lab, National Energy Technology Lab, Siemens, Tubashi, Cisco, Microsoft, Google, General Electric, CenterPoint Energy, Pepco Holdings, Progressive Energy, and General Electric. That's just to name a few. And what we need to understand is that this is a military deployment. This is UN Agenda 21, a.k.a. a Bilderberg agenda, to monitor and conduct global inventory of everything on this planet, absolutely everything. This is technocracy, and it was cooked up in the 1930s and before. You can go to our website, smartmetersmurder.com. You can look at the technocracy PowerPoint documentary that we have posted up there. You can read the source documents that tell you everything I am saying on this call with Dr. Stan right now. And we also know that it is those with extreme wealth.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Deborah Tavares, and she's basically talking about this whole idea of putting out the smart meters. Now, they call them smart meters. There's nothing smart about them. Basically, we should call them lethal meters because they put out harmful microwave radiation. They are part of a much larger program. The smart meters will interlock with the smart appliances, and you will be having anything new you buy will have a chip in it that will... transmit electronic waves, certainly, and then this will all interlock with the smart grid. And basically, of course, this is going to transform your life. They're going to regulate everything you do. They're going to be able to watch everything you do. They'll know when you've got your refrigerator on. They'll know when you've got your, when you actually are using your washing machine or your dryer or your hair dryer. Everything is to be regulated and watched and monitored. And people say, who in their right mind would want to do that? Well, that's why you need to go to Deborah Tavares' website. And is that what Smart Meters Murder? Which is that? Which is?
Yes, we have refusesmartmeters.com, and we also have a sister site, smartmetersmurder.com.
Smartmetersmurder.com. And basically, when you go to these sites, you're going to find out who's behind this. And it's all the large corporations, whether it be IBM or GE, but literally dozens of major corporations interlock with government agencies. Of course, I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness. They're the invisible government that tie into the trilateral, the CFR, Bilderberger, Club of Rome, certainly Royal Institute complex, and they tie in, of course, into the other more occult organizations. But basically, they are imposing this whole concept above us, and of course, the smart meters are sending out radiation that can affect everyone listening to this program. Some people are more sensitive than others, but everybody is harmed by it. Go right ahead, Deborah.
That's exactly right, Dr. Stan. It is pulsed microwave radiation, and 100% of the population will have DNA damage, whether you find out early on when the meter's in your neighborhood or down the road you get cancer or a variety of other illnesses before you finally do get some horrific malady. People are having headaches and buzzing of the ears and confusion. They're not sleeping well at night. They're getting tremors. We have a list of the functional impairments, not only from the radiation, but from the dirty electricity that leaches onto the internal wiring in your home. That's why people should not be sleeping on wire box spring mattresses. That is why many people that are sensitive need to start now putting screens over their windows, because the low frequencies from the towers and all of the wireless technologies go right through our windows. They knew this. We used to have wire screens on our windows that were, as you may recall, replaced with fiberglass. All of this has been taken into consideration, and screens over your windows are very important for those that are very sensitive that live near cell phone towers. They do know exactly what they are doing. You can read the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document, and they declare war upon the citizens of the United States now, in that document.
Now, Deborah, I want you to tell our listeners what this document is, Silent Weapons and Quiet Wars. What is the source of the document, and what does it say, and where can people read it?
Yes, well, people can read it. It's under the source documents on our website called stopthecrime.net, stopthecrime.net. It is a 1954 Bilderberg policy that was adopted, and it talks about the planned destruction of human life and slavery and genocide, their intentions for absolute control. It talks about their objectives as being worldwide scale. And they say in the document that today's solutions require a ruthless approach to handling humanity. They talk about the creation of wars. They talk about how they must use our military as human fodder to be given up because they're stealing our real true value of labor. They're replacing it with false currency, the Federal Reserve currency, and they have to eliminate the population to keep all their fraudulent schemes under control. And that's why they talk about reducing the population in this document. It's only 41 pages. It is in their words, and they say it very, very candidly. They call us useless feeders, jellyfish brains. They talk about how they will use energy to dominate us, and that they require the consent of the people to labor on behalf of them and to not interfere with the final transfer of energy sources to the control of the elite. This is in that document. And they talk about that public consent is essential. So we cannot consent. We must not consent. As far as the smart meters are concerned, it is not going to be a situation where your cities are going to be able to necessarily protect you with rules and regulations. They can stall it off for a time, but they're deploying these meters worldwide and nationwide in the United States every day. Thousands and thousands of meters are being deployed.
And I think it's so difficult for people to understand this is an international program. It's in Europe. Certainly they're doing it in any country where there is electrical current offered to the public so that they can monitor every human in the world. Now, a lot of them don't have electricity, but if down the line they do, they'll be able to monitor and control them. Go ahead.
Well, they're monitoring the people that may not have electricity by deploying cell phone towers. Cell phone towers are a targeted way in which they can implement these in countries and give out free cell phones. That is a big ploy from the telecom industry. And what they're doing is this is induced electrical current, and they're hijacking our nervous systems with these frequencies. If you're not in an area where you have smart meters, then go to antennasearch.com and find out where the cell phone towers and antennas are in your neighborhood. Be sure to print those off. Listen to Barry, B-A-R-R-I-E, Trower's YouTube videos. I know, Dr. Stan, you had an excellent radio show with Barry on just a few weeks ago. Listen to what he and many, many scientists all over the world are saying about the intended planned attack of frequencies. That is illustrated also in a document we'll talk about in just a minute, Dr. Stan, which is the NASA war document.
Well, let me just comment that the name of this gentleman, his name is Barry Trower, and it was 2 weeks ago last Monday that we had him on at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. The program will be archived on my website. Very, very important, very knowledgeable individual, pointing out the danger of smart meters and of cell phones and of cell towers. And if you are close to a cell tower, your health is in danger. And certainly if you are in the area where, of course, they're going to be getting a communication from these smart meters, your health and the health of your family are in danger. And you need to understand that everything is being done to suppress this. The doctors don't understand it. Certainly public officials, most of them don't understand it. But you need to understand it, and you're going to have to learn how to look after your own health. And even if you don't have a meter in your home, but if your neighbors do, you're still going to be exposed to much of this radiation. Go right ahead.
I wanted to say a couple of things that the silent weapons policy that I mentioned that is a source document on stopthecrime.net. They say a silent weapon is a type of biological warfare. It attacks the vitality, options, and mobility of the individuals of a society by knowing, understanding, manipulating, and attacking their sources of natural and social energy and their physical, mental, and emotional strengths and weaknesses. This document really reveals what they're doing, and they say that today's silent weapons technology is the outgrowth of a simple idea discovered, and they give you the background, how Rothschild discovered the missing components of electronic theory known as economic induction. And I encourage everyone to read this document. It is absolutely tells you what we're facing.
It was actually put out by the Bilderbergs back in 54?
It was a policy that was adopted by them in 1954.
Okay, go right ahead.
And then we have the Iron Mountain policy document that came out of the John F. Kennedy administration. It wasn't clear whether he knew about it. It is clear that he made many statements. He made a number of major comments just a few weeks before he was assassinated. And one of them was, he said, there's a plot in this country to enslave every man, woman, and child. Before I leave this high and noble office, I intend to expose this plot. And this was just a few weeks before he was assassinated. And we have the entire interview of John F. Kennedy up on the site, stopthecrime.net. He was attempting to reveal what was happening. I urge everybody, if you've not seen the Iron Mountain documentary, please watch that. You will understand Agenda 21. You will understand how they invented global warming by creating mass pollution. The geoengineering, all the spraying that's occurring, all the poisons of our water supply, everything they are doing or allowing to happen. We have cancer cities that you can find in China where villagers are finding that their water and irrigation supplies are poisonous, and the Chinese government is not doing anything at all.
Well, because we are working very closely with the Chinese government.
Ladies and gentlemen,
people have to understand, we install the Chinese communist government. If you haven't read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. You need to find out how we install the Chinese communists. You say, why would we install the Chinese communists? Well, you need to have an enemy. If you have an enemy, then you can rally the people behind the government to protect us from the wicked Chinese communists who we put in office by undercutting the nationalist government, putting an arms embargo so they couldn't get any weapons, so they couldn't fight against the communists. And the nationalists just retreated 3 weeks ahead of the advancing communists.
While the storm clouds gather far across the sea.
Deborah, you go right ahead.
Yes, I think it is very, very important. I think many of your listeners realize that this is UN Agenda 21. It has unthinkable realities involved. They want to reduce the human population. They want to radically change the present economic and technological and ideological structures. They want and they believe that all life, human and non-human, has equal value. You need to go and look at the Wildlands Project map that we have posted on stopthecrime.net and take a look at the relocation of the and the transformation of all Americans and American cities to comply with environmental policies and the reduction of CO2 emissions. All of this, everything we are talking about, is based on false science of global warming, which they created. And I can tell you that there was a meteorologist that recently discussed the fact that he didn't know about the geoengineering, the flying of the jets, but he said that if people knew about it, the work to stop the global warming would stop, if people knew that the weather could be controlled. We've got a massive amount of complicit people that are put in positions that think they're helping the planet because they've bought the false lies of science. And I can say that the smart grid infrastructure is intended to only last 20 years until the year 2030. This is according to IEEE documents. That stands for the Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers. I have this information up on smartmetersmurder.com.
What's going to happen after that 20 years then?
Well, you know, basically it seems as though the cities that are in existence now won't be. When you look at the Wildlands Project map, you see the relocation of all American cities. And then you look at the Dome Project to enclose major U.S. cities in the future. It's called the Walker Lake Dome Project. And it is currently under construction here in Northern California. We seem to be the beginnings of many of these horrific implementations of global takeover. But it is an $8.4 million project to create a state-of-the-art environmental shield enclosing a town. This is an existing town of just under 2,000 residents. It's in Lassen County, which is not too far from Lake Tahoe in Northern California. And the town will be used as a proving ground for technology that will one day enclose all major U.S. cities, especially, they say, those prone to weather-related disasters such as tornadoes and hurricanes. And it has a clear protective dome covering, and the structure and the material is believed to be capable to resist against a Category 5 hurricane. Now, you've got to keep in mind they control the weather. So when they say that you've now got to move into these domes, you can see this on our website. We've got a picture of the Dome Project. It is unbelievable. It is absolutely so sci-fi that when people see it, they stop in their tracks. They also talk about, and we have an illustration on stopthecrime.net under the source documents. We have a picture of a robot that we actually...
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Deborah Tavares, and we're talking about, certainly, what is going on behind the scenes today. And most people do not understand that there's a small group that really runs everything. Now, a lot of scientists have bought into this whole idea of global warming. And so they are going along with the program to prevent global warming. What are they doing? Why they're supervising, creating a layer over our atmosphere of particulate matter that will reflect the sun's rays. And that's what chemtrails and contrails and HARP and all of these other things are about. And certainly why, if you, for instance, go to your internet and Google in jet fuel, aluminum, you'll find out aluminum particles, that they put these aluminum particles in jet fuel. And then you look at the sky and you see these contrails up there, and you say, well, that's just a condensation trail. But they last. They last for such a long time. And one reason they last for such a long time is they've got aluminum in them. And not only that, but certainly they have their planes, the Evergreen planes, belong to the CIA. They have an Air Force that's doing this praying. Are they, certainly when they put up their missiles, why, of course, they'll very often have attached material for spraying. And they have actually put up over segments of our country this canopy for the idea we're going to actually be reflecting the sunlight and preventing global warming. Would that be an accurate appraisal, Deborah?
Well, that's one of the many layers of what this aerosol spraying program is. We have a website called ToxicSky.org, and it links to many other very reputable websites that discuss this in great detail as well. But the aerosol spraying forms artificial clouds that spread to create a sky shield, and the sky shield reduces sunlight and has resulted in global dimming of about 20%, they say in the NASA document. 20% global dimming, and this would be one of the reasons we have an increasing lack of vitamin D associated with many human health problems. We have increased molds and mildews and funguses because of this, respiratory problems, pneumonia. There are a host of illnesses that are being created. They're dumping poisons and toxins, and I urge everybody to go to ToxicSky.org and watch the conference entitled Genocide in the Sky. You will find out that private corporations, government agencies, which include the CIA, the military, universities, and many private individuals, are modifying the weather and conducting atmospheric experiments without any of our consent. When you see the jets flying over, leaving those long, persistent jet contrails, they generally take up to 20 hours to dissipate, but there's no chance for them to really ever dissipate because the jets are overhead the majority of the time. And we can see them flying overhead in Northern California. If they're not leaving the long contrails as they're flying out towards the Pacific, it's because they're dumping their loads of poisons over the Pacific, and it wastes in. It looks like a very thin mist. We don't have our brilliant, pristine blue skies anymore. They are a silver-gray color. It almost looks smoggy. And it's very, very interesting. I've noticed on many occasions here in the rural area where there's vineyards and apple trees and orchards, the burn days, the days in which the local burn agency authorizes burn days, are days when we have the thickest amount of layered from chemtrails, which holds all of the burning closer to the ground, which is, again, part of the way that they are poisoning us.
Well, Deborah, what about the trees? Is any of this spraying of the aluminum and the other products affecting the tree growth and the tree life in this country?
Well, absolutely. You will see in the Iron Mountain Report, they say that they will deforest us. And that is what this spraying program is doing. Not only is it killing the trees, it's injuring every living thing on this planet, everything. The water, that's also one reason why our fires have been burning much more intensely and much more rapidly. All the combustible heavy metals that are just more highly combustible. We're in some major, major trouble. And unless people can look up, see it, and say it, that is important. What we must do now is get past the shock of it all. We've been betrayed.
I know, but I'm going to put out our telephone number. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. You have a question for Deborah. She's on the front lines of this battle. She's got all these websites, Toxic Skies, and you need to get go put her name in your search engine or go all the various websites interlock with one another. You need to get her information, or you need to get certainly the information she has from NASA, where basically they talk about what their plans are in 2002, a most incredible, incredible report. But they're all incredible. We'll be right back.
I'll remember in November to vote
Okay, Deborah, go right ahead.
Remind everybody of a quote that George H.W. Bush said. If the people, if the American people knew what we have done, they would string us up from the lamppost.
Now, where did that quote come from? Do you recall?
I don't recall, but I remember seeing it, and it's up there as a quote, one of his quotes.
Okay.
And it's just unthinkable. And there are many, many quotes. In fact, you can look on our website and look at more quotes. We have many from Rothschild, et cetera, Kissinger, and the like. But what I want to talk about is a couple of very important things about the smart grid, because people need to not only opt out, they must refuse. If you don't have an opt-out in your state, you must absolutely refuse a smart meter at all costs. Keep in mind, they know that the frequencies harm us. It says so in the Fort Meade Army document that we have posted on our website under source documents. That's only 21 pages. Read that. It is used, the frequencies are used as weapons. It further discusses that in the NASA document, which we'll discuss a little bit more in a minute. But we must understand, I know this is going to sound over the top to many people, but this grid is total enslavement. It is surveillance of all human activity, and it is a planned planetary poisoning with radiation. And they know it. And this is what it is for. It is to absolutely charge people more money. I just got an email today from a woman who said that her January 2013 utility for electricity was $966. It was $600 more than her bill last year at this time. She's a senior citizen and lives on a fixed income, and she appealed to PG&E, which is her service provider, and they told her, well, everything about the smart meters are operating properly, then the customer is responsible for the bill, and that's that. She has been told by not only PG&E and the Public Utility Commission, but that it is her problem, and that's it. There's absolutely no relief for her. I talked to someone else today who is in Minnesota who's living in a tent in their backyard. They've become quite ill, particularly an older child has become quite ill, and they're living in a tent to get away.
Hold that thought. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Deborah is telling about some of the terrible things that are happening. As some woman and senior citizens, her electric bill had gone up from $300 a month to $900 a month over a period of a year after she got a smart meter in. And yes, they're designed to increase your bill. Of course, they also are harmful to you. They know that. And also, they can monitor you. They can tell exactly what you're doing in your home, when you're washing your clothes, when you have suddenly your hair dryer on. All of these things eventually will be interlocked with smart chips. Initially, we have the smart meter, then we have the smart chips, then we have the smart grid, and then we have the monitoring all the dumb people. Well, suddenly our guest, Deborah Tavares. Deborah, before we go on, we've got Ted calling from Moses Lake. Ted, do you have a question for our guest?
Oh, just a comment. I just wanted to let you know that they've been spraying in my area here the last couple of weeks. It's at white C-47s. There's no insignia on them, no numbers, no nothing.
No, they're probably just part of the CIA Air Force.
Well, what's one result is that the hospital here is full of victims now. They're all having pulmonary problems.
Well, there's some new viruses, I think, that they've released. Or people all across the country are sick with these new viruses. Whether that's related, I don't think it could be related to the spraying. But I will tell you, I believe they've related new viruses. And all these people, many of them are streaming down across the border into Mexico to try to get treatment because they can't get treatment here. But go ahead, Ted.
Yeah, you probably know something about this, Dr. Stan, and our guest. It's called RSV. I've never heard of it before. It's a brand new one on me, but everybody's sick here. All I know, if they spraying, we've seen the planes, and it's awful. So anyway, I just wanted to let you know.
All right, Ted, your job is to get people up there to understand, get them listening to our programs, and let them understand they're poisoning us.
Yes.
And we actually have two excellent DVDs. One is called what in the world are they spraying? The other is, why in the world are they spraying? And then, of course, they'll want to get certainly our 4-tape set on chemtrails, okay?
Yes, and go to toxicsky.org.
Toxicsky.org, and what are the other websites he should go to?
Toxicsky.org. Be sure that you watch the Genocide from the Sky. That will discuss the layers of what this is. And in the NASA document, I'll add at this moment, Dr. Stan, they talk about a micron-sized mechanized dust, which will be distributed as an aerosol.
Just speak a little bit louder, Deborah. Yeah, I think that they're sabotaging your telephone there.
Yeah, they probably are. But I wanted to let everyone know on stopthecrime.net, we have a NASA war document. It's the plans. They talk about what they're going to do to the continental United States. On page 43, they talk about how they will use a micron-sized mechanized dust, which is distributed as an aerosol and inhaled into the lungs. They say the dust mechanically bores into the lung tissue and executes various pathological missions. They say this is an entirely new class of weaponry, and it is legal.
And now, basically, is that in that document that came out of NASA in 2002?
It's the 2001. It was a PowerPoint given by Dennis Bushnell, the chief NASA scientist of NASA Langley Research Center.
Okay, now you can get this off of Deborah's website, or we actually offered, we put it, and we've got it bound, and you can get it from us. But you can get it off of her sites, and you can actually pull it down, and then copy it and bind it yourself, and read it, and reread it, and read it again. And you'll find it's unbelievable. This is a talk that was given by the head of NASA to the people working at NASA. And it's well worthwhile reading, and then help us get the word out. Deborah's done a wonderful job of compiling all sorts of very important information. Ted, do you have anything else to say before we let you go?
No, you guys are doing great work. I'll check out those websites tomorrow. You guys take care.
God bless. Thanks very much. Okay, again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. But ladies and gentlemen, they're poisoning the water. They're poisoning the air. They're poisoning our children, but few people care. They're poisoning the forest. They're poisoning the bees. They're even using insecticides that are killing the bees. This is not imaginary. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Well, that's absolutely right. I want to say something very important about the smart meters, just to clear up some misconceptions that people are having. It's very, very important because we are in a time of emergency within the United States. We're in the crosshairs of weaponry unbeknown to most people, and the NASA war document will reveal that. But what people must understand, the smart meters are a biohazard. They are a weapon. Do not allow these on your home. You must absolutely say no. The more pushback we give, the more this ends up on YouTube, the greater resolve more and more people are having. This ignites a prairie fire of resistance. You must resist. This is war being taken to your front door, your threshold, right now. And it's important to understand, just because you've opted out, unless your neighbor has, you are still getting bathed in frequency.
And let me just point out, ladies and gentlemen, most people imagine that the enemy is over in the Near East, the Middle East, and it's Al-Qaeda. And they are out. They want to destroy us. And that's why we've got to have almost 500,000 people in Afghanistan to fight the 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Yes, 50 members of Al-Qaeda. And we have, well, at the time, this was in December of 2010, Steve Croft was interviewing Barack Obama, President Obama. And Steve Croft said, but why are you sending another 30,000 troops to Afghanistan? There are only 50 members of Al-Qaeda. And President Obama didn't question that. He just said, well, my job is to protect America, and they're plotting against America. Ladies and gentlemen, we had at that time 90,000 American troops there, and 40,000 certainly NATO troops, 100,000 contractors, 300,000 Afghan troops and police. Well, over 500,000 troops over there to fight 50 members of Al-Qaeda. Ladies and gentlemen, the enemy is not in the Near East or the Middle East. The enemy is here. The enemy is poisoning the air and the water and the food and our drugs and our children and our vaccines. And they know exactly what they're doing, but they're focusing your attention on Syria and on Iran and on Communist China, but they never call it Communist China because we brought those people to power and we wouldn't bring communists to power, or would we? And ladies and gentlemen, nothing as it appears to be, because behind all of this, powerful spiritual forces. Understand what Deborah is saying. Once again, give the names of all of those websites, Deborah.
Yes. We have stopthecrime.net, refusesmartmeters.com, smartmetersmurder.com, toxicsky.org, and toxicdrinkingwater.org. And I want to say about the water. Here in Northern California, in the wine country, in Sonoma County, our county board of supervisors has again moved to expend money to find out about poisoning our water supply with fluoride. They said with glee that they stole a new replacement for our health department here from New York that did a wonderful job in New York. She brought in fluoridation. We were sitting for 5 hours at a local meeting here in Northern California watching the charade of people that wish to poison our water supply. And they absolutely look like they are shills. It is unbelievable. We are having to fight to prevent the fluoridation. But as the quiet weapons, as the Silent Weapons Quiet Wars document says, they create lawless laws. And they move forward with the laws that they want and the rules they will make to get their agenda put forth. And I also want to add, we got a lot of information up on our website about mind control. I know that's a step, a leap forward for many people, but you must understand that they are using frequencies to alter everything about us. And when you look at the NASA war document, you will see that they talk about, on page 66, they say, increasingly critical are human limitations and human downsides. Humans are too large, too heavy, too tender, too slow physically and mentally. We require too much cost, and we have rapidly decreasing to negative value. We cause too much impact on the global environment. And they talk about using robots in the large. Robots save lives. They're affordable. They redefine the risk and threat to the environment, and they enhance effectiveness. I want to say that we participated in Al Gore's recent book review of his new book called The Future, and he talks about artificial intelligence. He talks about the United States middle class is being hollowed out. The jobs are being sent overseas. Of course, we know that. They will not be coming back. And he talks about we, of course, will be a service nation, that we're going to have to get used to different paying jobs, that maybe babysitting will be a job that many of us will have to take. It will never be as it was, he says. And he talks about the global brain. We're talking about computers. Everything that we're witnessing right now is built upon computers and algorithms.
And I think it's important people understand that in his Earth in the Balance, Al Gore talked about the retching transformation of America. The retching transformation of America. What's he talking about? They're going to change America. They're going to change it totally. They know exactly what they're doing. He is a subversive. He's part of the Trilateral Commission, CFR, Brotherhood of Darkness Complex. And, of course, he's been very well paid off recently. He had some sort of a television network that was losing money, so they bought it for $300 or $400 million. I said, you pay people like Al Gore very well. Why? Because he's promoting this whole environmental movement that is basically aimed at destroying civilization as we know it. And his term, the retching transformation of civilization, the retching transformation of society, it's underway, ladies and gentlemen. It's happening slowly. Most people are unaware of it, but it's happening. Go right ahead.
Well, you know, at one point I would have thought things were happening slowly, but it seems as though now with the onset of the advancement of technologies and the computers, as they talk about in the Quiet Weapons document, they say that once everything becomes computerized, they'll be able to achieve their goals much more expeditiously, and that's what we're seeing now. They're gaining leaps and bounds over all of us right now. We have been fighting in our local towns the takeover of our... We're being hijacked by the United Nations, and it's called ICLEI, I-C-L-E-I, or Sustainable Development. Anything you hear that's a smart, sustainable, walkable, bikeable, green, any words with those terminologies at all are part of the UN Agenda 21 takedown of the entire globe. This is global. And when you watch the Iron Mountain documentary, you will see this not only discuss the taking of our guns, as we're seeing occurring now. It also talks about the social engineering of being able to try people on national television, try, convict, and execute. And we saw that with Waco, and we saw that with Ruby Ridge, where these people were tried on television and murdered by the government. And we're hearing more and more disdain overseas against the United States. I just spoke to a young couple who got back from a honeymoon in Greece and in Turkey, and they were scared to death. They ended up in Athens near the Acropolis and just barely got out of there ahead of a mass of protests. Their economies are imploding, and they're blaming us for all of this.
And they should, well, because we are responsible. The leaders of America leading with the leaders over there, basically in Greece, they put in fellow then Papademos. Who was Papademos? He was appointed the premier of Greece. Who was he? He was a member of the European chapter of the Trilateral Commission, right along with a man who was appointed premier of Italy. How do you get to be appointed premier of a country? Well, when you control everything, you simply appoint your people there. Mario Monti, the premier of Italy today, is a member of the Trilateral Commission. Now, basically, whether he'll be out with this new government that's coming in, the people are so upset that actually a comedian created a new party and he got 25% of the vote. A comedian created an entirely new party. He has no political experience, and he controls 25% of the vote and a significant number of members of both their House and their Senate, whatever they call these governmental bodies. The whole structure of Europe is beginning to crumble with good reason, because, of course, their Trilateral Commission interlocks with our Trilateral Commission, a little group of about 350 people, who control the world. Go ahead.
Yes, and I understand, too, from secret documents that were exhumed, that there's an annual meeting with submarines under the ice cap, where the Bilderbergs and the Russians meet to get their marching orders.
That sounds a little far out to me, Deborah.
I know. I've heard that in a number of various documents.
Well, but you just be awfully careful of the documents, because believe me, people will feed you things to because all you need to do is put out one thing that isn't true that they feed you, and of course you can discredit yourself. So be very careful of something like that.
Well,
they don't need to meet under the ice cap. They hold their secret meetings right here in the United States and in Canada and in Europe.
Well, the Bilderbergs have an office in Switzerland, and they do meet annually, and they met last year in Chantilly, Virginia. And just like the Northern California Bohemian Grove, they meet annually. The local politicians, or actually national politicians and corporate entities, meet there. But what I wanted to let everyone know was the advancement of mind control and of programming of our thoughts by subliminal messaging in television and TVs and in print. The media has been complicit in putting out propaganda, and it hits our subconscious level. And if you go online and you check, for example, one of my favorite cartoons growing up was Popeye the Sailor Man. And if you type in Popeye the Sailor Man, or Popeye and subliminal, they'll play many of those cartoons slowly, and you'll see things engraved in the rocks and so forth that you would never notice, but it hits your subconscious, and it creates fear. This entire program that they're running is based on creating global fear by giving us such an over-expanded reality while they're causing this to create the fear so we will obey. It's all based on us obeying.
Well, they certainly do know how to manipulate our minds. And, of course, basically they've controlled the media for such a long time. Anybody doubts that needs to get the book written by a left-wing professor, but he's right on, named it Ben Bagdikian. He's Dean Emeritus of Journalism at the University of California. The book, The New Media Monopoly, The New Media Monopoly. We carry it, The New Media Monopoly. You need to have it. You need to document it. They know how to control our emotions, our reality. They know how to control our very souls. But we need to reclaim control of our minds. We'll be back in just a moment here at Radio Liberty. Mike, did you have a question or comment before we let you?
Yes, I just would like to know what to do with all this information you're giving us as a regular citizen out there. I don't really know what to do with all this information. I can pass it on to everybody that I know, but other than that, I don't really know how to stop from any of the.
All right, fine. Let's get Deborah. Deborah, what would you tell Mike? He's asking a very legitimate question. What do I do with this information?
Absolutely, Mike. What you can do with this information is, as you said, share it with all the people that you know that will listen. I know that right now our task is to create awareness. We have to increase the understanding of the reality, and most people are unaware. Once they start to become aware of one of these things, they start to expand their mind. That's one of the reasons we have so many websites, because something in those websites will appeal to someone. And on every website that we have, you can print off flyers. What I know many people here do is we have magnetic bumper stickers, and they're large. And we'll put them on our cars. We are the media.
Okay, and Mike, I think basically you ask what you can do. Well, first of all, you have to become informed.
That's
about
right.
The whole
education.
Thing. And then the second thing, you have to certainly, you could take one subject, maybe you'd like to take the fact that they rig our elections. And just get all the information and start getting it out. Understand that every one of the electronic voting machines can be rigged. There are somewhere between 50 and 70,000 voting irregularities last November. Were they ever investigated? Absolutely not. Well, if they're rigging our elections, how could we then have representative government? And the thing is, we don't. Understand that the Trilateral Commission controls both political parties.
That's right.
But behind, have you read my book, Mike, Brotherhood of Darkness?
No, I have not read your book
yet. If I could suggest that you get it, and if you don't want to put the money out, go to my website, radioliberty.com, scroll down to video of Brotherhood of Darkness and watch it, because the book came from the talk, not the talk from the book. And basically, you'll find this is a spiritual battle. And basically, the most important thing you can do right now is to have a personal relationship with our Lord and ask the Lord for help in this, because you and I are never going to solve this problem. This is a spiritual battle that's being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. And this is why we're losing, because we don't recognize that it's such, but it's a battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Do you have a personal relationship with our Lord?
Of course I do.
Okay, God bless you. Well, watch my DVD or get the book. Understand this is a spiritual battle, and that's the best advice I can give you, okay?
And Dr. Stan,
thank you, Dr.
I might
Stan.
Add, too, that the Iron Mountain report addresses that as well.
And basically, Deborah is just saying that the report from Iron Mountain certainly addresses the fact that this is a spiritual battle. Well, I guess it's been Deborah Tavares. Deborah, thank you so very much for being with us. It's always a pleasure. I hope your shoulder gets better.
Thank you so much, Dr.
When did you break it?
I'm sorry?
When did you break your shoulder?
Oh, I was playing with my grandchildren.
I mean, recently?
Oh, yes, just a couple of days ago.
Okay, you take care of yourself. If you need any help, give me a call, okay?
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind you that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. And if you're not in a position to help us, please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. We do have some great new products out here. We haven't talked too much about them. We have a 4-CD set on Grow Healthy Food, my interviews with Buck Keeley here on the radio program. We have a 4-CD set of Barry Shamish talking about the anti-Semitism and the Holocaust and the fact that there is within the Jewish Zionist movement a group of people who hate Jews, and they are actually worked with Adolf Hitler to foment the Holocaust, and they supposedly were Zionists. An amazing inlet inside of what's going on. We also have another 4-CD set with Barry Samus called The Return of the Giants, and Barry has fascinating information. One reason we have him on every week, The Return of the Giants. We have a number of books, A Nation Forsaken, the story of the EMP attack on America. It's called A Nation Forsaken. We have a great syllabus on Agenda 21 with all the documents put out by the other side telling exactly how they're going to destroy our society. We have Agents of Control by John DeLacamo, and of course it goes into the background of who's really controlling things. As the Darkness Falls by Daniel Holding, excellent book. Going into the occult background of what's going on. Common Core Curriculum by Orlean Kula. What's happening to the educational system? The EMP attack is the report from the Congressional Committee Commission in 2004. Oh, we simply have pulled this down and nicely bound it for you. But all of these things are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage is radioliberty.com. You can go there. You can note all the newsletters we have and the DVDs we have, and certainly you can listen to our radio programs. You can notice we carry a lot of products, like we carry spices. Why would we carry spices? Why, very simply, ladies and gentlemen, to make money to support our radio programs. I don't take a salary. My wife doesn't take a salary. We do what we do because we're trying to educate people about the demonic forces which have seized control of our government. I would once again, of course, mention that we are offering a case of my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You can get a complete case of them for a suggested gift of $149.95. And, of course, if you do get one, why, we'll throw in a free 4-CD set or DVD to help you cover the postage. But it gets the price down to about $2.40 a book, and rather than the $12.95 we ordinarily charge. But it's a vehicle by which you can get the book. And if you get people to read it, you can change their lives. And when people read this and understand that this is not a political movement, there are secret societies out there, and they've been around for thousands of years. Their goal is a one-world government, a one-world financial system. Their goal is to destroy Christianity. That's why they took God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our schools. And, of course, that's why, of course, a chaplain in the military can't pray in the name of Jesus Christ anymore. Why they want to take down the crosses every place. We can't have Christmas plays in our schools. They hate Christianity because they are certainly proponents of Lucifer, and there really are people today who worship Lucifer. They are some of them at the highest levels of our government, and we have really taken over. They're using the financial and military power of America to bring about a one-world government and to destroy Christianity. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty, our provision, and our protection.
ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. You're in the right place. Thank you so very much for joining us today, caring about your world, doing the next right, and you know, honorable thing, even when the government doesn't. No kidding. Even when the government does not do the next right and honorable thing. Major story today. Unbelievable. According to Attorney General Eric Holder, Obama can kill citizens on U.S. soil without due process. Who could have seen this coming? We knew exactly what they were doing when they said they could do it overseas. But wink, wink, maybe do it at home. Well, guess what? We're going to talk about that. At least we've got one person making a stand in the Senate. Only one. Rand Paul. A leaked document showing military internment camps in the U.S.